Donald Trump, Biden administration may lead America into World War III. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on November 7, 2022. Former President Donald Trump on Monday, during his final Save America rally of the midterm campaign cycle in Ohio, warned that President Joe Biden's administration could lead America to World War III. Trump was discussing how the United States was safer during his 4 years as president than during Biden's tenure. Trump chided Biden for bringing the Internal Revenue Service, IRS, agent count up to 87,000. Instead of doubling the number of IRS agents, we should double the number of ICE and Border Patrol agents, Trump said. And we should pass legislation to deport every illegal alien that Joe Biden has unlawfully allowed to break into our country. Trump then talked about how he got along with world leaders like North Korea's Kim Jong-un or the leader of the Taliban. Trump said, "We're going to make America great again. And we are going to do it. First, we have to make America safe again. It's not safe. We don't have a safe country anymore. You know, in Afghanistan, I was very tough on Afghanistan. I spoke to the leader, Abdul. The fake news went crazy, why would you call the Taliban? Because that's where, remember Jesse James, why do you rob the banks? He said, that's where the money is. Why do you call the leaders of the Taliban? That's where the problem was, right? And Abdul and I got along very nicely. They hate when I say that I got along with Kim Jong-un very nicely. Isn't that good that I get along with him, right?" Trump then warned that Biden's leadership could drag America into a third world war with North Korea, Russia, and other global powers. "We didn't end up in a nuclear war. You would have ended up in a nuclear war at that time. Believe me, and you could end up with another one, different one, with him. And also Russia and also others because our people don't know what the hell they're doing," Trump said. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write the image Dixon Hamilton at Breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.